Rebecca Oestreicher joins us, GMI Studios, the Boston Globe Spotlight Team. Rebecca, thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire, our network of news talk stations, the GMI Studios. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for having us, having you and joining our show. This is obviously, you know, whenever you get a personnel kind of situation, it's hard sometimes. Alex Walker, the CEO of, now the CEO, current, of Catholic Medical Center, saying that there are certain things they really can't comment on. And I don't know, this is an internal story that you've dove into, and I think it sounds like there's some whistleblowing by some doctors and others who claim, and I'm trying to make this real 30,000-foot simple, who claim that a former cardiologist, based on some malpractice claims or his patient record, if you will, should have been raised to a higher level of concern and maybe some actions taken. I don't believe he's with the hospital anymore. And I know some doctors there are still pushing this story. I want you to tell us, Rebecca, what did the Boston Globe Spotlight team, what have you found as it pertains to this former cardiologist and CMC?
Sure. So he's actually a cardiac surgeon, a cardiothoracic surgeon. And he was at Catholic Medical Center for more than a quarter century, almost three decades. And he operated on more than 10,000 patients during his career. From all accounts, a very talented surgeon with good hands. He was ambitious. He was tireless. And from all appearances, he looked terrific. But our investigation found that the reality behind the scenes was very different. I mean, Catholic Medical Center, you know, featured him in hospital advertisements and newspaper articles, but behind the scenes, at this point, he has one of the worst surgical malpractice records among physicians in the country. There are 21 malpractice claims that he settled that are linked to his work at Catholic Medical Center, and that includes 14 cases in which he was accused of contributing to a patient's death. Now, there is no physician in the country who has more malpractice settlements involving surgical deaths in the last couple of decades, according to an analysis that we did of a national physicians database that goes back to 1990. There's no physician in New Hampshire who has more settlements of any kind, according to that database. And what we learned when we dug in, we spoke with dozens of current and former staff at Catholic Medical Center, and we dug into records, and what we learned is that doctors had been warning hospital executives about Dr. Barabo. You know, they were saying that his errors were harming and even killing patients, and they were saying that the hospital was putting revenue above patient safety. This is what they told us. And that they were essentially protecting him past a certain point. They did discipline him. At one point, he was put on a 28-day suspension, but there were many cases with bad outcomes after that. Now, he did retire 3 years ago, so he is no longer practicing at Catholic Medical Center. You know, and many of the folks who worked closely with him did come forward and spoke with us, and that's all in our report.
Now, Rebecca, with the Boston Globe Spotlight team, you mentioned only once the word revenue. Is the insinuation by those who are kind of blowing the whistle here that action should have been taken sooner, that the money that the cardiac surgeon was bringing in was more important than raising attention on some of these cases? Is that what the basic insinuation was?
That certainly is the allegation. So Dr. Barabo was, you know, Catholic Medical Center has a flagship heart institute, the New England Heart and Vascular Institute. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Barabo was one of the hospital's busiest and also best-paid surgeons. He did hundreds of procedures a year. He was, by the end, earning more than $1 million a year. And the hospital sometimes received more than $200,000 from a single Barabo case. And then the cardiac surgeries also have a ripple effect of other revenue from diagnostic tests and cardiology follow-up visits. And so from all accounts, he was a big revenue driver for the hospital.
Now, Rebecca, with the Boston Globe, you say this this cardiac surgeon is retired, no longer with CMC. The doctors that have been pushing this and raising these concerns, what has happened with your attempts to contact and speak and interview someone other than colleagues or other doctors who had concerns with the administration, if you will, or I don't know how it works within a hospital. Do they have a board of overseers? Is there a committee looking at, you know, some of this stuff? Is it a state role? Is it a hospital role? What was your outcome in getting, you know, kind of answers to the insinuations or claims from the administration?
Sure. Well, we spoke directly with Alex Walker, the CEO, and he said that the hospital had long focused on quality and safety. The board chair then at the time, John Cronin, there's a board of trustees that oversees the hospital. The reporting structure is actually a little bit unusual. There is a board of trustees, and then ultimately they report up to the Bishop of Manchester, the Catholic Medical Center. But we did hear from the board chair at the time, John Cronin, who said that suggestions that the hospital put profits ahead of patient safety were false and baseless and offensive. They assured us that their own data showed that the heart center as a whole has a better than average, an average or better than average record, depending on the particular metrics that you're looking at. And they also told us that these malpractice settlements, you know, are not the equivalent of admitting wrongdoing. And they said that it was internal staff, this internal staff criticism of Baribeau was motivated by some kind of bias against him. Whether they were never specific, but they said there could be grudges or jealousies, but they never provided any evidence of that, and you know, were not specific.
Rebecca with the Boston Globe Spotlight team talking about this story. You mentioned earlier, Rebecca, because I'm just trying to get some context, that this former cardiac surgeon had been there, did you say 25 years?
More than 25 years, yeah. He arrived in 1992, so he retired in 2019.
So you said he also did a large number of surgeries, and there was a large number of settlements, of malpractice settlements. You said that. Is that, I think, about right?
That's correct. There were 21 settlements at this point, yes.
And you said earlier in your investigation with the Globe that this was a very high number for New Hampshire or the country, correct, for someone who had been in that position for that long?
Yes, and just for context, just for perspective, you know, we looked at, there was a national study that was done in 2016 that found that heart surgeons, like Dr. Baribeau and other surgical specialists, typically only ever face one or two malpractice claims in their careers. And we looked at the big Boston teaching hospitals, and, you know, even there, they don't come anywhere near 21 settlements. We looked at 125 current, retired, other non-practicing cardiac surgeons with these big teaching hospitals, and only 12 of them ever had malpractice settlements at all, and nobody had more than two.
So my question, though, is it possible that these board members or the current administration was unaware of these malpractice claims against one of their surgeons? In other words, could that be between the surgeon and patients and his lawyers? Could it be, was it possible that the reporting side of the hospital was unaware of this many cases, or is that impossible?
We know that the hospital was also facing multiple claims.
Oh, because when they make a claim, they make it against the doctor and the hospital. Is that what you're saying?
In many cases, yes.
Okay. Where does it go from here? Where does the story stand here? You know, the Spotlight team, you known to put a lot of focus on these stories. You've done your pieces. Is it an ongoing story? Is it now between lawyers? Where does it go, Rebecca? And we thank you for joining us. But I just want you to conclude. Where does the story go from here? Is it kind of, is this it? Or do you think there's more more shoes to drop, as they say?
It's a good question. So there has been a lot of reactions. So Alex Walker did announce that they were planning to hire a firm to look into, to do an independent review.
Right. We had reported
the hospital practices, clinical oversight, accountability, peer review, reporting processes. So there's that. There's also, we understand, New Hampshire State Rep Mark Pearson has said that he's vowing to launch an investigation into these failures to stop Dr. Baribeau earlier, and, you know, we'll see what comes of that. You know, we do not know who the firm is yet, who the hospital is hiring, and, you know, frankly, there are certainly folks out there who are saying that there is a need for more accountability. You know, Dr. Baribeau is gone, but that some of his supporters are still running this hospital. And, you know, these critics believe that the leaders have not yet been held accountable for what has happened. So it remains to be seen.
All right, Rebecca Ostreicher, I hope I'm saying your last name correctly in the pronunciation, Boston Globe Spotlight team. Thank you, Rebecca, for being on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You pronounced it perfectly, and I'm glad to be with you. Have a great day.
Thank you.